There's music from the early 18th century by Arcangelo Corelli, a suite for string orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. That's Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Classics here on KPR. I'm Darryl Brogdon in for Destiny today. She'll be back tomorrow for Classics by Request. Later in this hour, a quintet for flute, violin, cello, and harp by Dutch composer Leo Smit. He was on his way to a promising career in music, which was cut short in the Nazi extermination camps. We'll hear some of the music of Leo Smit at about 9:30 this morning. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research at ku.edu. Well, next, let's hear a double concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. This was originally for two harpsichords. It was adapted later for oboe and violin, and that version of the concerto was lost for many years. It's been reconstructed and played here for two keyboards. The Oregon Bach Festival Orchestra, Helmut Rilling is the conductor on Kansas Public Radio. Johann Sebastian Bach on Kansas Public Radio. That's a double concerto for two keyboards. And we heard the Oregon Bach Festival Orchestra, led by Helmut Rilling, with at the harpsichord Robert Levin and Jeffrey Kahane. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Still to come, music from The Planets by Gustav Holst. That's right before the news this morning. It comes up, the news comes up at 10:01. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. 9:28 is the time. I'm Darryl Brogdon at the place for classical music in NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Destiny's off today, and she'll be back tomorrow morning for Classics by Request. Next, something by the Dutch composer Leo Smit, who died during the war in a German concentration camp. Here's his quintet, played by Ensemble Via Musica on KPR. That's a quintet by the Dutch composer Leo Smit from 1928, a quintet for flute, violin, cello, and harp on Kansas Public Radio. The performers are Ensemble Via Musica. I'm Darryl Brogdon in for Destiny today at KPR. Thank you for joining us for the classics. Hope you'll stick around because there's news just ahead from National Public Radio. And after the noon news today, we will bring you the closest thing to a cello concerto that Tchaikovsky ever wrote, his famous Variations on a Rococo Theme. Jeff Watson is your host for the classics this afternoon from 12 to 3, right here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at CASA, LVKS.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. From The Planets by Gustav Holst, that's Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. It's about a minute shy of 10 o'clock. We have a news update still to come from National Public Radio. After the news, the overture from Alexander Borodin's opera Prince Igor, which he did not live to complete. We'll hear it after the news, which is coming your way shortly. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Company, a group that shaped contemporary dance over the last 40 years. Tuesday, March 31st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. It's Kansas Public Radio.
This is the story of an experiment that...
Access credentials, get them at kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or better yet, simply tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identity, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. March 13th through 15th and 19th through 22nd. Information at theaterlawrence.com. And Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, bluecollarpress.com. It's 10:01. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Defense